Hey guys, Nick Drossos,
Dr. Andrew Steinberg,
and welcome to another episode of
Have the Balls to Talk About It. So, today we have the guests you've all been waiting for, David and Carol from The Sexy Lifestyle. The Sexy Lifestyle is their brand, their on alternative sexual lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So, first thing we want to talk about is, what is that? Second is you know, what's your story? How did you get into it? How did you meet and all the juicy stuff?
Well, alternative lifestyles is really different ways of living the lifestyle of sexual preferences. It could be kink, it could be BDSM, there's polyamory. There's all sorts of different types of alternative lifestyles that people choose. The lifestyle includes swinging and voyeurism and exhibitionism. So all of these alternatives, it's really a different way that you can live your life. And you live with your partner, or it could be a single.
Right, and people think that, you know, you're, it's not an all or none. You know, right. you have your, it's a big catch grab of a whole bunch of things, but mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. you don't necessarily, because you're a swinger, mean you're into BDSM and vice versa.
And polyamory, for example, includes loving other partners at the same time.
Yeah, what's polyamory?
Polyamory is multiple people in a relationship. So if we were, which we're not, but if we were polyamorous, I might be dating you. He might be dating another woman or another man. I might be dating another man and another woman.
And you all know about it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And sometimes those other alternative those other people, not the primary relationship, but the extras, sometimes they live with you as well. So in polyamory, it really means that you're in love with other people. In the lifestyle,
is it usually one man with multiple women?
No, that just could be anything.
No, that's just a standard you're thinking.
Yeah, right.
No, we know so many couples who are, for example, she has a girlfriend, that girlfriend's married to a guy, and they don't live together, but they date all the time, and maybe he's got a couple other women on the side, and maybe she's also got...
There's a million permutations.
Right. So the difference between polyamory and swinging is we are emotionally monogamous, but we like having sex with other people.
Okay, right. You guys are swingers.
Right.
Yes.
That's your thing.
And swinging is just one part of the lifestyle. So let me explain what is the lifestyle. It's quite a big range where it includes like just voyeurism. So if we wanted to go and watch people having sex, then we would be voyeurs in the lifestyle. And it could include exhibitionism where we just want to go together, have sex, and have people watch us.
But this is planned, right?
Oh, yeah. It's consensual non-monogamy.
Okay.
Consensual. So it could start with voyeurism, exhibitionism. We could do these things together. We can invite others to come into our couple and have sex in front of everybody, but with more than one couple.
You do this?
We do.
We say we love foursomes and moresomes.
Yeah.
So how did you meet and how did you get into swinging and the rest? I mean, or your involvement in the rest, not your...
You want to tell a story?
Sure. So we were friends skiing together.
As families, right?
And one thing led to another, and our marriages at the time weren't in a great place. And Carol's ex-husband ended up marrying my ex-wife before we even knew about swinging.
Right. So we got dumped, basically,
right,
so they could be together. Then we became friends, we became sex partners, and then we became a couple. And once we were a couple, we actually went on vacation together.
To this resort in Cancun called Temptation, which is very open-minded, it's topless optional. And we met this couple from England on the beach, and they told us all about this swinging alternative lifestyle world. And
so you weren't looking for it, per se?
We had no idea. We had no clue that it existed, and we found out about this underground world.
Yeah.
And we were as intrigued as Nick is
about this whole thing. But you guys found out together, right?
Yes.
You both had to talk together.
And we discovered it together, exactly.
And we spoke to them for 2 or 3 days, and then all of a sudden we had spoken that night and said, you know, what do you think? And we were intrigued. And the next day they asked us, so do you guys want to play? And we went back to their room, and that was our first swinging experience.
Yeah.
But you talk about this whole underground world, and I know we've spoken before about like these conventions and cruises with thousands of people. This is way bigger than we think.
Right. So we know the numbers are very skewed, but we know that about 4 to 5% of the North American population are swingers, are the alternative lifestyle.
Swingers or alternative lifestyle?
Well, it's hard to say, but yeah. People who identify as, we'll say, non-monogamous. Okay. Then there's about 17 to 20% of the population who are open-minded, who want to explore. So like you were just saying, there's trips we go to a resort in Jamaica called Hedonism, to Desire in Cancun, on the Bliss Cruise, where people go there, but they don't swing. They go for an erotic experience where you can be naked on the beach, where you can have sex in front of other people, where you can watch other people in the playroom having sex. But you don't necessarily have to play with other people. It's just being a little bit more risque, crossing the line, pushing your boundaries.
I think you're saying that some of these, they have courses on knot tying and bondage.
Everything on squirting, on hand jobs, on blow jobs, you name it. There's experts out there who will teach it. And really what it does is it prevents a relationship from getting boring and stale, which is what happened to our marriages, that our sex lives became blah. And when we found this alternative lifestyle, it was like a flower that opened up and blossomed, and we found our tribe because we were very sexually
open
people, and it really became a new world for us that we found. And it's been 17 years and we've never looked back.
Has it brought you closer together?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The communication that you need to have in order to have a successful, fun encounter with another couple means that we're talking together. We really are on the same page. We have to be, before we go into the situation, we talk about what we're looking for, what would we want to get out of it, and then afterwards we recap kind of what we want and what we liked, what we didn't like, what we would change next time.
And the swinging world isn't something you do to fix a marriage, to fix a broken sex.
I think we're going to do a whole show on swinging sure. Have you, and I guess we'll get personal, you can not answer any question, whatever. First of all, I want to say, based on the statistics, it sounds like 25% of the population is alternative, and then probably 75% wishes they were in the alternative.
Yeah, probably.
But have you expanded your horizons in many ways because of all these conferences? And I guess you're more open-minded than Nick and I would be.
Yeah, definitely it's a gradual thing. You decide where your boundaries are, you want to go there. Sometimes you want to keep going, and other people just want to stay there.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to include another couple into their bedroom, and they just want to watch, and that's okay too. There's no real right way or wrong way to live in the lifestyle. It's whatever works for your couple.
Yeah. Right.
And so between you decide what it is you're looking for.
Right.
Are you religious?
No.
Well, I've been known during sex to go, oh my God, oh my God.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Because I religiously, like, I mean, I'm sure if there's people who are religious watching this, they don't, like,
Well, there are Christian swinger groups out there, so I'm sure there's plenty of religious people.
But Nick, I will tell you, in the United States, the largest percentage of swingers is in 4 states. And the biggest percentage is in the state of Texas.
And the whole Bible Belt is filled with swinger clubs.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's not about religion at all.
And Salt Lake City, I mean, there's swingers everywhere, but sex is very primal. People want to go out and explore, and sometimes we're repressed and we're told not to do it. Mm-hmm. But when you see these people, and the swinging demographics is probably, I'd say, 45 years old, right? Swinging will go from 35 to 70, but the average is right in there. But these people, empty nesters, who come into the lifestyle, just find this new world, and it reinvigorates their couple. And it's just amazing seeing people. We were just at Hedo recently. Newbies who come there and all of a sudden find this light at the end of the tunnel. And it's like, wow, I wish I knew about this 20 years earlier.
Yeah, I can imagine. I think we should go on one of these cruises and do a show for them.
Do a show.
Naked.
That's kind of what we learned about when we met this couple
that
very, very first time. They explained that it's so big, but it's underground. And that's why even the numbers we're telling you are estimated, because it is underground.
But I have to say, I think people like you make it, because you're normal looking people. You know, when I first was going to meet you guys, I'm like, okay, like, who are they? Like, what are they? You know? And then you meet you, and it's just like, you know, the guy you'll see at your kid's soccer practice.
Sure.
Yeah,
you're the people next door.
Yeah.
So it, which I think is good, because it, you know, and especially with your large audience. I mean, how many followers did you guys say?
We have 1 million listeners on our podcast.
Yeah. So I mean, it for people who are in that lifestyle or are interested in it or are underground, I think to make them feel more at home and more comfortable, as long as everybody's enjoying it, nobody's getting hurt, I think is great. Right. So.
But it's interesting because we were talking about the Bliss Cruise and how cool it would be for you guys to come on, and it would be. But we go on the Bliss Cruise, which is a Royal Caribbean ship, and there's 4,000 and 5,000 naked people there. Mm-hmm. But 50% of them aren't in the lifestyle, or so they say. But if you're on a ship with a bunch of naked people and you're in a playroom with 600 other people having sex, even though you're not having sex with them,
right.
And it's like live porn,
right.
You're in the lifestyle to one extreme.
Right, to one extreme,
yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Anyways, I'm looking forward to do our next episode for sure on...
I have a lot of questions about that.
Exactly. So that was a great introduction.
Yeah.
Thank you. Pleasure. Thank you for coming. And you guys are right to
hit the balls.
Hit the balls.
Carol loves the balls.
There we go. have the balls to talk about it.
Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure to subscribe, hit the bell, leave us a comment in the box as well. Check out them.
Carol and David at The Sexy Lifestyle.
We'll put the link in the comment box, guys.
Yeah.